The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stetton. We're on the 16th day of July, 2019. And I'm here to tell you folks, what I just witnessed on the floor of Congress, it should send a signal to everybody that our political system is broke and it cannot be fixed. Now, if you have not heard, the wonderful Nancy Pelosi got up on the House floor condemning Donald Trump as being a racist. Now, this caused an absolute maelstrom, and she violated the House rules. House rules specifically says that one member of Congress cannot accuse another member of being a racist. You know, you can do it if you're Nancy Pelosi or any one of the AOC group or the Ilhan, whatever her name is, from Minnesota. You can do it in publications. You can do it tweeting. You can do it on TV. You can do it live. You can do it recorded. But you can't do it on the House floor. Now, in case anybody missed this, and I was absolutely floored, the depths that this woman went to, quoting the Founding Fathers, quoting the Bible, talking about the Constitution, the biggest violators of said document, and she's excoriating Donald Trump for being a racist, which he made no tweet identifying any member of Congress and calling them a name. Okay? Here's Nancy Pelosi's wonderful little speech on the House floor about, I would say, about going on 6 hours, 5-6 hours ago.
American.
Let me just say, the violation occurs again, I will interrupt.
Now, the guy that you're hearing right now, he's chairing the floor, okay? He's the man with the gavel. Representative Emanuel Cleaver. He's a Democrat out of Missouri. And this is the man that you hear here speaking right now.
Sentence. The gentleman from New York is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I now yield 1 minute to the distinguished Speaker of the House.
The distinguished Speaker of the House is recognized.
Here she comes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I thank the gentleman for yielding. I thank him for his leadership in so many ways in this Congress. Mr. Nadler, thank you. Mr. Chairman, I commend Mr. Malinowski and Mr. Raskin for bringing this important resolution to the floor. And Mr. Speaker, I come to this floor prayerfully.
Prayerfully.
It's really very, very sad.
Prayerfully.
It was interesting to me, and I spoke out about this, that on Sunday, in Catholic masses and I don't know beyond that, that the gospel of the day was the gospel of the Good Samaritan. A person asked Jesus, what do I have to do to enter the kingdom of heaven? And Christ replied, love thy neighbor as thyself. Show mercy. That very same day, and then went on to talk. And then he said, well, how do I do this? And Jesus gave him the example of the Good Samaritan. Everyone is familiar with how a stranger helped another stranger. A foreigner helped another foreigner, the Good Samaritan. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Show mercy. On that very same day, coincidentally, ironically, sadly, whatever.
Now, let me throw something else. Excuse me, Nancy, for interrupting you. I know that's an egregious act. Now, this resolution that she's talking about, they use the term strongly condemns President Donald Trump's racist comments that have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans. New Americans. Now, is she referring to the people that are not Americans that have crashed this border? And she makes comments about, well, you can hear it for yourself.
Whatever you want to use, the president was instituting raids into the homes of families. I went to Spanish Mass this weekend and saw the dignity of those families, the beauty of the children, and the fear that the president had struck.
But she can't see the dignity of the families in California. The assault against the families and the structure and even the liquidity of California. She can't see that. Her heart goes out, quoting Jesus. This is a low of lows for Nancy Pelosi. I am surprised the old biddy's lips didn't crack and fall off her face.
In their hearts, as we are listening to the gospel of the Good Samaritan, to show mercy and love thy neighbor as thyself.
Oh.
That very same day, unfortunately, there were those who were not informed by that gospel. And so here we are later in that day. It was stunning to hear the words that were used, go home, to some of our colleagues. The same words that were used to so many people in our country, whether because they weren't born here or because they didn't look like some others here. Go home. As annoyed and as insulted as we all should be about the president saying that about our colleagues, it's also not showing mercy for him to say that about so many people in our country as he wants to split up families. So I thank Mr. Malinowski and Mr. Raskin for the opportunity to speak to the statements that the president made later in the day.
Now, I got to stop and digress here for another second. Splitting up families. Now, these are people that are coming to this country and breaking the law, trying to break into the country. And then once they're here, they've got to be processed. AOC says, it's internment camps that these poor people have to drink out of toilets. And it is all absolutely concocted and manufactured for political impact. Dare I say, she's a liar. Now, think of this in the context of Donald Trump being hammered from January of 2017 to present day. And is he a perfect president? No. Far from it. Has he done some good things? Yes, he has. He done some not so good things? Yes, he has. Just like with any president of the past, looking through the political prism of things, you will find fault with something. I get that. That's the political discourse in this country. But this has gone to a whole new level. Prior to this happening, Nancy Pelosi was being credited for shielding Donald Trump against impeachment hearings. Impeachment hearings on what basis? For what reason? You know, ex-communist plot by the people that were head of the agencies in this country, the FBI, CIA, did their damnedest to lie, obfuscate, and concoct the Russian collusion deal. You would think somebody would have to go to jail over that. Oh, no. No. We're going to move on to Nancy frickin' Pelosi, the wonderful senator out of San Francisco, decrying the fact that this president has no respect for families. You lying twit. This whole episode has been caused by the Democrats, and I am not here as a defenseman for the Republicans, because they suck just as badly. I'm sorry. It's going to take me an hour to get through an 8-minute frickin' video because of the trash that's been occupying the seats of the federal government. And it is not going to stop. It is going to get worse.
Of the Gospel of the Good Samaritan. Oh. Mr. Malinowski was born abroad. Mr. Raskin, for his firm leadership in advancing this important resolution. The House, hopefully, has come together, standing as one, to denounce the White House's xenophobic attacks on our members, on our people, and to defend the values of America. And what is America? America is many things, a land of a great constitution which is under threat, a beautiful land that God has given us which is being degraded, values that we share that are being undermined.
What values that are being undermined? You're the one that's doing the undermining. And again, you are a liar. And this creature is the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
But America is also a nation largely, but not totally, largely of immigrants. As this resolution so beautifully states, the founders conceived America as a haven for refuge, for people fleeing from religious and political persecution. And Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, having opposite views on other subjects, all emphasized that the nation gained as it attracted new people in search of freedom.
New people in search of freedom that would come into the country being properly vetted and going through the procedure of becoming a citizen of this country, Nancy.
And livelihood for their families. The resolution quotes our most iconic presidents, who all recognize that immigrants are the constant reinvigoration of America, of hope, determination, optimism, and courage to make the future better. Those are American values. Those are American traits, hope, optimism, courage.
Of which we're flat out of, and what are the reasons why? Because of your values, Madam Speaker? Because of your vision for America, Madam Speaker? It has become apparent to the rest of the country sitting there watching you that you are a total disgrace as a representative, let alone Speaker of the House for the Democrat Party.
Many of these immigrants, when they come here with those values and those traits, make America more American. Oh. Franklin Roosevelt said, "Remember always that all of us, and you and I especially, are descendants from immigrants." President John F. Kennedy, who wrote that the contribution of immigrants can be seen in every aspect of our national life.
That the ones that we can vet and allow into the country because they're not murderers, rapists, drug dealers, not carrying some disease that we eliminated from the population in this country long time ago. The only thing we want, Nancy, we're not saying no to immigration. What we are saying, there is a procedure. That's all that we are saying. That's all that we have ever said. And it's you, Madam Speaker, and your cronies that have screwed up this process and caused this ongoing chaos month after month, year after year.
And President Ronald Reagan, he said it so beautifully in his last speech as President of the United States, which is quoted in this resolution, who said, if we ever close the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost. Yet the president's comments about our colleagues this weekend show that he does not share those American values. These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting, and these comments are racist. How shameful to hear him continue to defend those offensive words, words that we have all heard him repeat, not only about our members, but about countless others. Our caucus will continue to forcefully respond to those attacks on our members, which reflect a fundamental disrespect for the beautiful diversity of America. There is no place anywhere.
The beautiful diversity of America. You have heard my thoughts on diversity. I embrace diversity. I love diversity. We have a diverse planet made up of different countries, of different languages, and different cultures. And I'm all for a diverse world. Yippee-ki-yay for them. But what does that have to do with illegals crashing the gate in this country because you want to build a bigger voter subscription? Because you want to open up the Pandora's box or the community chest, have it either way you want, to give away stuff to people that don't deserve anything. They have no rights in this country because they're not citizens. There's nothing in the Constitution that covers them. There is nothing in a state constitution that covers them. We have a procedure, Madam Secretary, and you and your cronies are screwing it up, and now you're complaining about it, and now you're placing on the floor of Congress resolutions condemning the president's remarks. Does it get any more wacko than this?
For the president's words, which are not only divisive, but dangerous, and have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. It's so sad because you would think that there would be a given that we would universally in this body just say, of course, of course.
Yeah, according to your values.
And there's no excuse for any response to those words but a swift and strong unified condemnation. Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets. To do anything less would be a shocking rejection of our values and a shameful abdication of our oath of office to protect the American people. I urge a unanimous vote and yield back the balance of my
vote. I was just going to give the General Speaker of the House if she would like to rephrase that comment.
I have cleared my remarks with the parliamentarian before I read them.
Now, she just violated House rules, and she just lied because she said that she had cleared this with the House. Now, I don't think that she did. Now, she violated the House rules and then walks off the floor of Congress. The House turns around and votes to strike her comments on Trump from the record. And why did that come about? It was Congressman Doug Collins out of Georgia challenged Speaker Pelosi as she spoke in favor of condemning Trump's racist tweets from the House floor. Now, she demanded that Pelosi's, Representative Collins demanded that Pelosi's remarks be taken down in an extraordinary rebuke of the House Speaker this afternoon. Collins' challenge to Pelosi was bold and the first of its kind in decades, well, since 1984. And the little gavel banger there, he threw the gavel down and walked away from the podium. He was even disgusted. He's a Democrat, and he was even disgusted by Pelosi's machinations. I had never seen that before. Now, what was the offending tweets? I'm having a hard time with the timeline on this one. It doesn't have a time, Mike. It just has the... I'm sorry, what? These two. Yeah. All right, well, you can't send one tweet at exactly the same time, can you? Well, both of these came in 14 July at 5:27 a.m. So this is what Donald Trump actually said Sunday. So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswoman, who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt, inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all. Now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came, then come back and show us how it's done? These places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements. Now, was that necessary for Donald Trump to do? Yeah. The Democrats would like to believe, and the ensconced Republicans, the chicken hawks, the warmongers that hide in the ranks of the Republican Party, I've seen him do worse. And, you know, and folks, just for the record, he's using accounts that have thrown any conservative, Christian, constitutionalist, people that are expressing disdain for what this government has turned into, they get deplatformed. He's using a Twitter account that I guess they dare not ban this guy. I guess there's one guy they can't deplatform because they'd be scared to death to do it. Ironically, today, from Prager University, the president is up on the House in front of a Senate committee about Google and banning over 55-minute videos. They were deplatformed. They were thrown in the junk bin right next to the pedophiles and the profiteers of pornography. And this guy was pissed. So rather than the president of Google soiling himself, getting dirty, he let his vice president come out and say, well, this is completely ridiculous. And there was reasons why Prager University was banned. But let me remind you of something, folks. If you're a communist, you're a socialist, you're just an outright anti-American, anarchist, give it a name, give it a title, I don't care. You're allowed an account on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. But people with real values that have been instilled in people since the beginning of this country are no longer needed or wanted, and you're out of here. Somewhere along the lines, the word treason keeps flashing in my head. The people that are seeking to destroy a country, unseat a president, causing untold damage to our culture and our society, to say nothing to the checkbook. I have had enough of you while I plant my foot in your face and kick you off the cliff. I think, at the very least, they're raising so much stink about Donald Trump that people get so sick of it, they're just not going to vote for Donald, regardless of his presidential record. If they like him, they've been to Mar-a-Lago, or they just like golf. I don't know. But at the very least, they're hoping that nobody will vote for Trump in 2020 so their communist agenda can once again resume unfettered in this country. And let me tell you something. Nancy Pelosi is out there stumping for the globalists. Forget the damn Democrat Party. She's out there for the globalists. The very people that are in the antithesis to what this country is about. I thought I was going to make it 2 days. This just keeps building. The anger is welling up in me so hard and so fast, I can barely contain myself. And apparently, what they're banking on is agitating the population to the point that we break out in a revolution, an armed insurrection against our own government to weed out those people that they'd better be suited, they would be better suited in some communist country someplace, rather than in the United States Congress assembled. Holy mackerel, get me a Tylenol.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I just canceled two guests that were due up after the bottom of the hour break. They will be with us tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. And it was to save you some money, so we'll save you some money tomorrow. I just could not segue into that. I just could not do it. Now, this is how the press is handling this. This is from the Western Journal, which, is pretty much a conservative site. Joe Seaton says congressional reporters in Washington, D.C. were scrambling to keep up Tuesday after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California appeared to break House rules during remarks from the floor. It all started as Pelosi delivered a speech that referred to Trump's comments Sunday regarding a group of female progressive lawmakers as racist. Trump suggested the congresswoman should go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came, and then come back and show us how it's done. There is no place anywhere for the president's words, which are not only divisive but dangerous, and have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. It's so bad because you think that there would be a given that we would universally in this body just say, of course, of course. There's no excuse for any response to those words but a swift and strong unified condemnation. And after Pelosi was done with her little bombshell one-minute speech that lasted more than a minute, that's when the Georgia Republican, Representative Doug Collins, asked if she'd like to rephrase that comment. Gave her a chance. Are you sure you don't want to amend what you just said, Madam Speaker? Yeah. And then she went on to say that she cleared her remarks with the parliamentarian before I read them. I doubt very much that she did. Now, Collins, unabated, said, can I ask the words be taken down? I make a point of order that the gentlewoman's words are unparliamentary and be taken down. Now, at issue was a passage from the Jefferson Manual of Parliamentary Practice, which the House uses as sort of a rule book to guide its operations. And I'm quoting, references to racial or other discrimination on the part of the president are not in order, the passage reads, as such remarks may not refer to the president as, one, a racist, two, having made racial slurs or racial epithets, three, telling a racist lie, four, a bigot, five, having made a bigoted or racist statement, six, having taken a bigoted action, seven, not caring about black people, eight, a misogynist, and nine, having run a prejudiced campaign. Well, this just sent both parties into a tither, don't you know? House members from both sides then huddled with the House parliamentarian. And in the meantime, congressional reporters, meanwhile, breathlessly narrated the sequences of events over Twitter. And they went hard at it. Now, I'm not going to bother with them. It was hard to tell exactly. I was sitting there stupefied, watching C-SPAN. I'm watching this myself, and I'm going, what in the hell is going on? But apparently, Pelosi did at one point appear to walk off the House floor, which, according to the critics here, constitutes a violation of House rules when someone's words are taken down. They're waiting for a vote on this. They're actually going to vote. And she saunters off like she just dropped a turd in a punch bowl and thought, well, I'm going to get out of here. My job's done. So House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland, the great statesman and constitutionalist this man is, he's the one that had to take over. Speaker Pelosi just broke the rules of the House and there's no longer permitted to speak on the floor of the House for the rest of the day. That was according to the House Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy of California. But Pelosi did manage to sleaze back in, return to the House floor, and then addressed her previous comments. And she just dug herself deeper. Look, I stand by my statement, she said. I'm proud of the attention has been called to it because what the president said was completely inappropriate against our colleagues, but not just against them, but against so many people in our country. And he said to them, go back to where you come from. She said, I'm proud of my remarks, and I'm glad they're getting the attention they're getting. Oh, yeah, they got my attention, Nancy. buddy, it got my attention. Absolutely. I've not seen anything like this in my entire life. And isn't it odd, just about the time that AOC and her brand of communism for the country, you know, Nancy Pelosi, likes a less virulent brand of communism. But here they are, warring with each other. And I, for one, I'm glad to see people in the Democrat Party fighting amongst themselves. The more they get involved in scratching each other's eyes out, that means their attention is elsewhere and not intent on destroying what's left of this country. I am just flabbergasted. We will take your calls today at 800-313-9443. And in the meantime, not, unfortunately, hype for political purpose, I get that, but illustrating the point of what has come into this country from an unguarded border. The Democrats, the people that keep decrying the fact that this is inhuman, this is not in our values, it doesn't have... This is unconstitutional. Let me remind Speaker Nancy, I really am a communist, Pelosi, that this is a nation of laws, not of men, not of the quick political fix, the unthought of stuff that comes flying out of mouths like people like you. To put a temporary Band-Aid on a situation that's ready to open up and bleed itself out. I can look at the news any given day. What is being stopped at the border? Tons of methamphetamines. Gang members, rapists, murderers. This is real. And it's true, but they will not recognize that. They keep damning this president and people that want that border secured as you are all a bunch of racists. Coming from a woman that if you had any objectivity at all, if you had 1 ounce of honesty, you would take an objective look of what you and your ilk and your politics have done to the state of California. President Trump could have very easily said, Nancy, you need to leave Washington, D.C. You need to give up your speakership. You need to quit the Democrat Party, get out of politics, and go back to California and fix it there, and then we'll listen to you when you come back here after you've had success. That's what I would have said. But I don't know what the hell the president's doing at 5:24 in the morning. That was Eastern time, folks. Evidently, he's an early riser or he doesn't go to bed. I don't know which. But they've hammered this guy. They've gone after him and after him and after him. But they're not done. It was Russian collusion. Then we should impeach the guy. Well, now he's a racist. We need a fix in this country. And I don't know about all y'all out there, but I am for excusing every member of Congress, Senate included. And by the way, not Sinodai for what you people have cooked up, but when the Congress reconvenes, we will have our state senators once again sent over to Washington, D.C. like it is a foreign, hostile territory. To wipe out the popular vote for the supposed Senate that was supposed to be a check and balance against this madcap Congress. Chance in West Virginia. Go ahead, Chance.
Hello, John. Boy, after hearing that, all I can say is I'm totally ashamed and totally embarrassed to be called an American.
I'm not. I am an American. These people are not Americans. Let's not confuse that, Chance.
Well, I guess you're right, but it's hard hearing things like this. After that failed communist coup, that so-called Russiagate, I can only suspect that this is only going to get much worse. They need to be shut down. It's obvious. Now, I don't know if they're really going insane now more than ever because I have to wonder if this pedophile pervert here, this Epstein, if they know that their heads might all be on the chopping block, I have to wonder.
And again, Chance, I will say this whole Epstein thing, you know, if the FBI was really doing its job, tracking down these pedophiles and what they've been doing, I have said this and I'll stand by it, Chance. This is a risky deflection, very risky, but it's there to deflect away from Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundations, and the entire Hillary and Bill Clinton criminal cabal in Washington, D.C., and everybody that's involved in it, and everybody that has been involved in it.
Well, you know, I'm usually pretty good at predicting what could happen next, but with this insanity, I'm completely thrown for a loop. All I can figure is I think we're going to see more violence in the streets by these so-called Antifa groups. I think everything is going to
Chance, and a word on that. These chiefs of police in these cities that are allowing Antifa to run rampant, commit crimes, damage property, to go unmolested, not arrested and jailed for criminal acts unto itself is aiding and abetting criminality, and these chiefs of police should be locked up in their own damn jails!
I couldn't agree with you more, John. They're all accomplices to the crime. It just goes to show you how far we've sunk. I really don't have an answer to any of this anymore. I could totally understand your frustration. I'm angry too. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed of what's going on.
I haven't been this angry in 27 years. But there comes a point that even I have to say enough is enough.
It is enough. It's most certainly is. I can't see how it can get. All I could see is more violence. That's the only solution, I think. That's the only option they have left.
But you see, exactly. But Chance, you see who's being blamed for the violence. It's Donald Trump that's being blamed for the very violence that they're concocting, that they're funding, and that the chiefs of police are allowing these criminals to go unabated in the streets of America.
Yep, to victimize us and to overthrow our government, John. These communists never arrest. They'll never rest. So that's all I could say. I don't know what more to say. I'm just as upset as you are. God bless you, John. Keep up the good work and stay calm if you can.
No, this has been building, and it's been building, and it started to creep out yesterday, and I tried to cork it, and here it is again today. All I had to do is witness idiocy in supposed one of the most sacred institutions of this country.
Don, I heard that speech that you played by her, and I almost fell through the floor.
She's quoting the Founding Fathers and Jesus. This is how low the devil has really gotten.
Yes, and he'll get lower too, believe me, John.
All right, I've got a break. I need to take this 3-minute break to grab a breath of air.
God bless you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello. Oh, I want to commend you. The Swamp Fox, that is so much like what happened in 76 with Patrick Henry and different things. I'm so proud of you. I was going to ask you also if you think it's a distraction from August, when we expect to have the debt ceiling not be remedied while the legislature's on vacation.
No,
part of it?
No, they've already given clear indication that they intend to raise the debt ceiling. We don't need another monetary crisis in this country, which is exactly why this is an issue, because we have a monetary crisis in this country.
Amen, John, and I commend you.
Thank
God
you.
God bless.
Thank you, Betty.
Okay, bye-bye.
By the way, I think you're going to see the field for these wonderful Democrats that want to take the presidential seat in 2020. Beto O'Rourke just scored zero in national polling. Nobody wants, and as one guy corrected me, I said gestating. Gesturing. The insincere Beto O'Rourke. He ran for Senate against Cruz, got his butt kicked, and now that doesn't look like he's even going to get in the pregame game for who wants to be prez in 2020. By the way, if you're listening down there in Hawaii, thank you very much. Your message was received clearly. Thank you. Hi, folks. Oh, gosh, I hope I just didn't lose it. The laughings of a madman. And they're not paying attention. We are. We live in Texas. The people in New Mexico, the people in Arizona, the people in California that see this, not through the prism of politics, but in day-to-day dealings, trying to survive in these border states. And we see the result of it. What you don't see is when these elements get into this country and then migrate to the major cities to open up their drug enterprises with an endless supply of drugs coming over this border. They don't see that. They don't see the MS-13 gangs from Honduras. They don't see them either. They don't see all the reports of people are being killed, raped, robbed by illegal criminals in this country. They can't see that. They cannot see the diseases that are being reintroduced into this country. They can't see that either. And what is most important is they cannot see their responsibility as being an elected official to follow the Constitution. And one of the major duties of the federal government is to secure our borders. They can't see that either. 800-313-9443. Greg in Arkansas, you'll be the first caller up in the next hour. 800-313-9443. Help fuse my anger with a few phone calls, folks, before I totally lose it on air. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.